left some space there for Sean. Must have gotten an important phone call, work-related. Anyhow, yeah. But, you know, I just think when you start handing things off in between these agencies, companies, whatever you want to call them, you know, government services, things will get lost. And this one cable that I ordered this past spring was coming in from the Carolinas, and it tracked all the way to Ohio, and I never had any tracking after that. Called them, and they said, well, it's still there. And like 11 days, 12 days later, it had not moved. So somehow once it got to the landing spot or tracking spot in Ohio, they didn't have it. Now, these packages are delivered, again, I can't think of the name of the company, but the word GoPro rings a bell, but it's not GoPro as in the camera, it's something else like that. We get stuff delivered to this senior center all the time from them. So I'm familiar with the company, but this is my first time working with them through Amazon. Amazon didn't send it to me. This company sent it to me. And that's what was weird is, first of all, why did Amazon not send it to me through their courier service and use this other courier service? And the whole thing just ticked me off. And finally, after 14 days, they gave me a refund. And, you know, I got a refund for it. I said, just cancel the order and blah, blah, blah. And I said, and then I had asked them, what do I do if it shows up? You know, are you guys going to bill me or what? Well, if it shows up, even after we give you a refund, we're not going to ask for the refund back. Obviously, you can keep it. But, you know, we understand your frustration. And this GoPro, whatever the name of the company is, was very accommodating and very polite about it. But I just, if I ever see anything shipped from them again, I'm going to be very reluctant and very hesitant.